All right, my friends, are we on? All right. Hey, I just want to give last call to anybody who would like to be part of our Christmas drama so that you can get your special costume to be a part of it. We're still looking for a Joseph. We have a Mary and a baby Jesus and no Yes! That is awesome. We have our Joseph. Now we can start. That's it. All right, very good. Well, with that then, folks, if we want to get started, Sawyer, can you help me out? All right, here we go. We are about to light our Advent wreath, but as we do so, we want to talk about the meaning of all of these candles, right? And so here's the thing. You want to stand behind it. Probably it's going to be easiest. Perfect. All right, just a second now. Don't light it until we say. Okay. All right, very good. The first candle. This is the candle that we light on the first Sunday of Advent, four Sundays before Christmas. And this candle is all about hope. Because mankind fell into sin in the Garden of Eden, God gave them a promise that he was going to send the one, the Messiah, who was going to save them from their sin. And they had hope because they believed the promise of God. Very good. The next one is peace. And this is because Jesus came to be the Prince of Peace. And that because of our sin, we were not at peace with God. And we definitely aren't at peace with the world and often aren't at peace with each other. But Jesus came to set things right, to deal with sin that divides us and to bring us peace. And the third candle is the pink candle, and this is the candle of joy, because when we believe in God's promise and we know that what he says is true, that we have joy knowing that Jesus has come for us. Go ahead and light it. And the last candle, the last Advent candle, is the reason that all this is happening. It's definitely amazing that God came into this world, that Jesus was born as a little baby, that the Creator became a creature, that God became man and lived among us, but what's even more amazing is why he did it. He did it because he loves us so much, and he wanted to come to this earth so that he could earn salvation for us. And that gives us joy, right? Because of his love. Outstanding. And that's that candle. And now what's the last candle we have? The last candle is the white candle. And the white candle is called, this is a special name. This is called the Christ candle. And this is the candle we light, remembering that Jesus came to us. And as we light this candle, do you guys have candles? This is when we need to light your candles. All right? Because Jesus came, he also put the candle in our hearts, right? When we were baptized, the Holy Spirit came and gave us faith in him, that trusts in him, and that we now belong to Jesus because of that. And the candle that we have, the flame that we have in our heart comes directly from Jesus because all that he has done for us. And so as you guys hold up your lights, let us remember our baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Sawyer. All right, my friends. And with that, folks, it is now time for us to do some singing. All right. One of the best parts of Christmas is the wonderful carols and the songs that we get to sing, that we get to sing back to God all that he has done for us. And so let's stand up as we sing the first couple songs together, starting with O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for sending your Son into this world on this Christmas, Lord, this day that we remember, the day of your first coming, the day that you came into this world so that you could live in our place and die in our place and rise again and go into heaven, Lord, where now you are preparing a place for each of us. Lord, I pray that you would be with us, Lord, as we celebrate your coming and look forward to the day that you come again. Heavenly Father, bless our time together. Help us to see you and to return praise to you for all that you have done. In your name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born was a very little village, but really big things happened there. First reading tonight is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And the second reading is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, for this is what the prophet has written, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called all the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary and bowed down and worshipped him. They then opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All right, kids, are you ready? This is it, the big time. Here is what I need. I need shepherds and sheep down here on the floor. I need angels up here in the heavens, okay? So angels, if you guys want to find your way here, shepherd and sheep down on the floor. All right, and where is my Mary and Joseph? Come on over. Very good. And you guys are going to start right here under Nazareth. All right? All right. Is she my donkey? Oh, that is adorable. I love it. That is the best. All right. And I have an innkeeper. Okay, innkeeper. Your job is to be in the inn. You going to be okay back there? Okay. I'm not going to lock you in, though. There's a few ways out. All right. Excellent. Sheep, you got to go right down there. We'll come. You're going to be up on stage in no time at all. All right. Are we ready? Yeah. All right. Shepherd and sheep, all right down there. All right. And the story begins. The story of Christmas begins with the angel coming to Mary and Joseph in a dream and telling them about what's going to happen, that Mary's going to be a mother and Joseph is supposed to adopt the baby and treat this Jesus as his own, and that he's supposed to name the baby Jesus, which means God saves, right? Kind of fits. And so Mary and Joseph are in this town of Nazareth. Now, they have to leave the town of Nazareth. There's a really big reason. The emperor decided that at this time that there was going to be a census and that everybody was going to be counted. And the way they did this in the land of Israel is everybody had to go to the town of their fathers, the place where they came from. And Joseph's family came from the city of Bethlehem. And so Joseph had to travel with Mary. Now, this is a little interesting because Mary at the time was pregnant. Was she a little pregnant? She was very pregnant. She was about to have a baby. But she had to travel all the way from the north in Israel, all the way to south of Jerusalem, to the little town of Bethlehem. And so they start walking. Now, don't walk real fast because it's a long way. Pace yourself. Is there a donkey? Could the donkey come too? The donkey can come if she wants to. She doesn't have to. It'll be okay. We can imagine the donkey. All right, so Mary and Joseph, come on the way to Jerusalem. Now, here's the thing. It's a long trip, and Mary is now really tired because we all just said she's pregnant, and she's tired, and she's traveling, and this is a long way to go. So, Mary, you're very tired, but keep going. Joseph, you got to go back and help her. You got to help your, she needs help. No, you're not having that? Okay, I get it. I mean, girls, you, right? Anyway, so Joseph and Mary, now Mary's exhausted by now, just wiped out, and Joseph feels so bad. He wants to find her someplace where she can get some rest, and so of course they go to the Bethlehem Inn, exactly, and Joseph, it's time now. You're ready for your big part? Knock on the door. Careful, it's going to open. Okay. And say, do you have any room?
No.
No room in the inn. Say, no room in the inn.
No room in the inn.
No room in the inn. Where could he possibly sleep?
He could sleep in the stable if he wanted.
You can sleep in the stable? Was that a really good offer? We got a better one? No, I don't think there is a better one. I think you're stuck with the stable. No, there's no room there. You want to sleep on the roof? Yeah, that might be better, but actually the inn is probably better. Thank you, innkeeper. All right, so Mary and Joseph, let's go check out the stable and see if this is a good place to be. And so Mary and Joseph came, and they decided this is a good place to sleep, and while they were here, guess what happened? You have a baby. Aw, she has a beautiful baby. That's very lifelike. Anyway, and so she takes the baby and she lays it in the manger. Very good. And then we have a whole bunch of sheep out in a field, right? And guess what? This is in the middle of the night. So guess what the sheep are doing? Sleeping. Sleep, because the sheep don't have any other job other than to sleep and eat. That's pretty much their life. And so here's the thing. Who's going to watch out for the sheep and make sure no bad animals come and eat them up?
Shepherds.
Very good. So shepherds, are you guys sleeping? No, you're not sleeping. You can't sleep. You got to be watching the sheep and making sure nothing comes and gets them. I mean, what happens if a lion comes? What are you going to do? You're going to catch it? Well, maybe just chase it away. I'm not sure what you'd do with a lion if you caught it. But anyway, but nevertheless, you just got to keep the sheep safe, right? So your job is to be watching. So stand up and look around and watch really carefully. Make sure nothing's coming. Make sure nothing's coming. Make sure nothing's coming. And then bang! Guess what we have? A whole bunch of angels appear in the sky. Turn around and look. Whoa, what's there? And where's my main angel? All right, my main angel has to come over here, and she has to look down on the shepherds from high up in the sky, and she has to say, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Why is she telling you not to be afraid? A whole bunch of angels just appeared in the sky. Does that happen every night?
No.
Not so much. Is that a little scary?
No.
I mean, angels are kind of a big deal. These are like pretty little angels. That's like not as scary. But real angels are like great, big, fearsome, scary, bright, enormous, and powerful things. And they are kind of scary. Every single time an angel appears in the Bible, the first thing the angel says is, don't be afraid. which tells you there's probably something to be afraid of. All right, so here's the way it works. The angels look at the shepherds and they say, "Fear not, for I have good news of great joy for all people. Because tonight a Savior has been born. He's Christ the Lord. And here's how you'll know him. He's a little baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then the angels started dancing around and they started singing. Come on. Well, they really did sing. Anyway, so they sang and they danced and the shepherds were like, "Wow." And then the angels all went away. Can you kill the light? Jason, the light. Thank you. All right, very good. And then the angels all went away and the shepherds looked at each other and they said, "Should we go check this out? Let's go look and see this angel. Let's go see this Jesus that's been born," right? And so they went into the town and they listened to what the angel said and they said, "What are we looking for? We're looking for a little baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." You see a little baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger? Look around, see if you find anybody. See that anything? Where are they? Where's the little baby wrapped in cloths lying? Oh, you found them. And the shepherds were able to come. And that, you know what the shepherds did? The shepherds told their story to Mary and Joseph. They said, "Here's what was happening. We were out taking care of our sheep in the field, and a bunch of angels came and told that Jesus was born, that he was going to be the Messiah, the one that was sent to save us. And they said, come and look for him here." And Mary was like, "Wow." Right. And then do you think Mary might have told him the story? Like, "You know what? This is Jesus. This is God's son." And the shepherds kind of went, "Wow. Wow, isn't that crazy?" And you think the story's over yet? It's not, because we still have another bunch of people. Where are they? Hark, where is my star and my wise men? Okay, very good, I need the star. The wise men have to follow the star. All right, little Theo is going to be our star. And the wise men are going to follow the star, so you have to come over here. All right, there was a bunch of wise guys, and these are guys that like they were really smart and they like studied a lot. And one of the things they studied was the stars. And what they found in the stars was there was a special star that appeared that told them that there was a king born in Israel. And so they said, "Well, this is a special king because even the stars are telling us this is happening." And so some of these wise men decided to make the trip. They decided to travel all the way from their homes all the way to the land of Israel to look for this new king that was born. And so they followed the star. Follow the star. Follow the star. There we go. Come on, come on, come on. All right. And when they got to the city of Jerusalem, they went and talked to the king. And King Herod helped them find directions. And he said, "The king is born in Bethlehem, so go check there. But hey, when you find out, let me know because I want to worship him too." Do you think King Herod was a good king? No, he was not a good king. Do you think he really wanted to worship Jesus? No, he really didn't want to worship Jesus. He wanted to hurt Jesus, but that's okay because God had a plan for that, and that comes later. But the wise men then continued to Bethlehem, and they followed the star. Follow the star. Go over here. Got to go over here. Oh, you poor thing. Oh. Anyway, all right, very good. And so the wise men came to Jesus, and they saw Jesus, and they gave Jesus gifts. What gifts did they give them? What was it? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Very good. Very valuable gifts and very, very helpful for Jesus as Joseph. Poor Joseph was going to have to take his family to Egypt and live for a while to protect him from. So it was good that Jesus was given that Joseph was given the resources to do that kind of thing. And so here we are. We're all gathered around Jesus. And so guess what? Is this a happy time?
Yeah.
Is this kind of a big deal? I mean, God came and was born a little baby in a manger. Is that kind of a big deal?
Yeah.
Outstanding. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to all go back to our seats, and we're going to grab our noisemakers on the way. And you can also grab party hats are going to be given out later. Yep, but we have our whistles and noisemaker things. All right, so you guys can grab them. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being our Joseph. All right. All right, everybody can go find your seats. We'll collect up the stuff later. You don't have to take it off quite yet. You can be an angel just a little bit longer. Forever? Forever is a long time. Yeah. Nope, you can keep it for just a little longer. All right. All right, get your what are those called? Horns? Party horns. And then here's what we're going to do. After you guys get back to your seats, since it's Jesus, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, do you think we should sing happy birthday to Jesus? I think that's a good idea. So we're all going to stand up and sing happy birthday to Jesus. And after we sing happy birthday, everybody can make noise with their party horns. And then we're going to stop. That's the plan. All right. All right. All right, everybody, go sit down. Don't play. Don't make your noises until after we sing. All right, everybody, go back to your seats, and then we can stand up, and we're going to sing happy birthday to Jesus. Are you ready? All right. No, I don't need one. I'm good. All right, everybody. Nope, you got to go back to your seats. Go find your parents. There you go. Very good. All right. Nope, I'm all good. Thank you, sir. Are we ready? All right. We are ready to sing happy birthday. Make noise. All right. With that then, folks, we're going to collect the offering. And as the offering is collected, let's sing Away in a Manger and just give God some praise and glory and remember his coming. Right. And as we continue to take the offering, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the church that you have brought us into, Lord, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, because he has made us your children, Lord, that he has given us forgiveness of sins and brought us into your family so that you are our Father. Lord, we can gather here and give you praise and worship. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work in all of our hearts, Lord, to grow in our faith, Lord, to be able to have the confidence of knowing that you are with us, Lord, not just at Christmas, but every single day of the year, because you have come into this world. And before you left, you said, I will never leave you. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with all of us, Lord. Bless our relationships with our families, Lord, as we gather together. Help us, Lord, to love each other, Lord, with the same love that we have received from you. All these things, Lord, we pray in your name. Amen. And Lord, and receive our Lord's blessing tonight. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Let's stand up and sing really loud the last song together. My favorite song when I was a kid, Joy to the World. Folks, it has been so much fun celebrating this amazing day, this day that our God became flesh and lived among us. And as we go our ways today, dads, the kids can keep the horns. You're welcome. And the rest of you guys, there's some other things that we're giving away in the back, some party hats and stuff. Balloons, take them. We're done with them now. We have no more use for them. So you take the balloons home with you. What else is there? That's everything I got. If anybody has any questions about anything, don't be afraid to ask. I'll be milling about here as well. God's blessings on your Christmas.